This is 89.3 WRKF. I'm Ashley Westerman. For the first installment of our series of conversations with the 6th Congressional District candidates, I spoke with independent candidate Richard P. Torregano. Torregano is an electrical technician here in Baton Rouge, and a unique aspect of Torregano's run for office is a portion of his platform he calls 50 plus 1. Torregano told me it means he wants to see more religiously affiliated people elected to Congress, and not just to address social issues, but to help tackle the economic and healthcare policy issues dominating debate in Washington.
What I'm suggesting is that I know no better group of people that I could trust. I could look in the eye, shake in a hand, and ask them if they can support these principles, these platforms, and that being the clergy, brothers from Holy Cross, Dominican, Catholic priests and sisters, Protestant ministers and Jewish rabbis.
You're not running this race with a party affiliation.
That's correct. I don't consider myself a real conservative. I'm not a real liberal. I just believe there are certain policies that you have to enact that make sense. And sometimes when you're Democrat or Republican, you're playing this politics and it doesn't make sense.
You want to see our nation's tax code rewritten. And you think we should have a flat tax.
That's correct.
Why do you think that's the way to go?
Well, it's more than just a flat tax, because anybody below the poverty level would pay no federal income tax. They still have to file, but they pay no income tax. And it'll be a flat tax up to, now this is not a strict number, but like $2 million. Anybody making more than $2 million would be tied into the corporate rate. So that's my flat rate tax. It's a little bit more difficult than just pure flat rate.
On the Jim Engster Show, you said you'd repeal President Obama's health care reform law. What do you think is a better approach then to health care for Louisianans?
Well, I think from a business standpoint, it's a single payer system. Everybody pays their own health insurance as an individual. It would be based on age and income. You'd probably be paying from the time you're 19 until you die. Under my plan, Medicaid would go off immediately. Medicare would actually be phased out. Now, it would be administered by third-party administrators, and you'd probably have like one tier would be somebody like accountants and bookkeepers who are actually paying the bills for the hospitals, the doctors, medicine, special care, all the things that are necessary. You have a second tier who are actually determining, you know, what coverage will be allowed and what coverage won't. So, and then you'd have a top tier who's making the policy separate from Washington, who, they're making the policy and act as a clearinghouse for people who wanted to appeal maybe some care that won't be will be denied at some point.
Now, so you're wanting to get rid of the insurance?
Well,
the
say I want to get rid of it, but there would be, I mean, if people would who had the money, they may want private insurance. Okay, that's still an option. I'm not going to deny them that.
Let's move on to a topic that is very dear to lots of Louisianans' hearts. You are the only candidate in this race that states specifically that restoring Louisiana's coastline is one of your main issues. What is your plan to do that?
What I'm suggesting is to use the money that's obtained from gasoline excise tax. We pay 18.6 cents on a gallon of gasoline. So what I'm suggesting is that we raise it to 20 cents, and instead of the individuals paying it, the oil companies would pay it. And using that money, at least 50% of it, which is 10 cents, and use it to repair our coastal restoration. We currently use about 9.1 million gallons of oil a day. That $9 million a day would probably produce $14.4 billion a year for Louisiana. So what I'm proposing is that $14 billion be set for the electrical grid, the bridges, and coastal restoration.
Finally, what do you bring to the table that makes you a better candidate for Louisiana's 6th Congressional District seat than your opponents?
Well, I think it's basically my platform. I believe the proposals I have listed and outlined on my website, RPT50-1, will greatly enhance the middle class economically. And so I know of no better reason to vote for an independent than for these reasons. And besides, at some point in your life, you need to take a stance and stand up for something. So that's also what I'm doing.
Richard Toragano, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me on your program.
That was Richard Toragano. He is running as an independent candidate for Louisiana's 6th Congressional District seat in the election next week. Tomorrow, I talk with Libertarian candidate Rufus Craig Jr.